piece, Aaron Grimes, and we're going to sign Paul Turner to the active. So we're going to make that move today. Actually, I already made that move, so we're going to do that. And then let me just update you on the injuries out of this football game. Ryan Matthews has a right knee, and his is day to day. Leo is in the concussion protocol. Big V has a grade 2 MCL sprain, and again, his is more week to week. So we'll evaluate him later in the week, obviously. And then Connor Barwin just has a bone bruise, and he'll we're going to hold him out of. He'll be fine for the game, but we're going to hold him out of our work Wednesday and Thursday this week. And then Terrence Brooks will be good to go. Zach is fine. And Darren Sproles, just to update you on him real quick. His is a seventh, much like Brent Celek, his is a seventh rib fracture, but it's not as it's more in a safe area, I guess. It sounds bad, but it's more in a safer area than what Brent Celek's is. And so he should be – we'll hold him from practice Wednesday, Thursday, and just see where he's at later in the week. But he should be fine for the game. It's non-displaced at all. It's kind of funny where it's at, but it's actually in a safe area. So he'll be okay for the game. Yeah, he should be fine for the game. And then Malcolm Jenkins just has a little knee bursitis. He'll be fine. He came in this morning a little bit sore behind the knee, so he'll be okay. And then everybody else is good.
What's the plan at right tackle now?
Well, moving forward, it looks like we'll go back to our preseason thought. You know, move Allen over there and give him the week, you know, of reps over at right tackle, and then you got Wiz and Isaac at the guard spot. And then keep Tobin available.
Is it Wiz or Isaac, or is it going to be Wiz?
It'll be Wiz, but Isaac will get some reps too. Yeah.
What's the reason behind Paul Turner being signed? Does that have anything to do with Nelson?
No, right now with some of the injuries that we have at other spots, and we're constantly, and I'm constantly evaluating the roster and just kind of. Seeing where we are there. We gave him some work last week in practice and just feel like this is a good opportunity now, not only for him, but for us to see where he's at, see what he can do, and give him an opportunity. So we'll give him some work this week, and then we'll make a decision whether he'll be up or not later in the week.
After the game, Nelson Aguilar admitted that pressure's getting to him and that he's losing confidence and he's in his head. Do you have to take him now and step him back from playing much because of that?
I will definitely have a conversation with Nelson and I'll address that as we get later into the week. But you know, those are definitely concerns that I have. You know, now that obviously he's come out and said that publicly. My concern is for him as an individual. You know, as a person, I want to make sure that he's. In a good spot. You know, put football aside. We all know about that, but I want to make sure that him as a person is he's doing good. So we'll have that conversation during the week.
Have you had that before, either as a teammate of a guy or as a coach of a guy who's been in his head this bad? And if so, how did they get out of it?
I can't recall off the top of my head a situation or a scenario. You know, and sometimes. You know, and this is just me speaking. It's not a decision by any means, but sometimes you have to take a step back in order to go forward. Sometimes that can help clear your head. You know, I remember as a quarterback back in 1999 when Andy, you know, pulled me out and put Donovan in, it was a step back to possibly go forward and to see it differently. So, those are and then that way too you can begin to clear your head and see it where you don't have the pressure, you know, of performing on you all the time.
Is that Are you thinking about sitting him or pulling back on him to give him that opportunity to step back?
I'm gonna wait till after I talk with Nelson, and I'm gonna wait and see where we're at during the week and make that decision, you know, down later in the week, because we've got a longer week, and I just want to see where he's at.
So who takes first team reps on on our Wednesday at wide receiver?
Well, we still have the four, you know, and then we'll interject PT, you know, Paul Turner, and we'll just keep, much like we did yet last week, is we kind of got everybody equal opportunity in there, you know, and so Nelson will be a part of that, and then I'll evaluate it later in the week.
Why is it taking so long for Turner to get an opportunity?
Well, I just think, you know, when you're shuffling, and I say shuffling, when you're having to get guys active for games, it's all about numbers, you know, to get guys deactivated and activated for games. And a lot of times it comes down to injury and just by sheer number, it just hasn't been in the works to get him up.
Do you think there are things with Nelson beyond just being in his head, as he said, were there things beyond that in your mind that he's struggled with?
You mean away from football?
Or just the overall package of, you know, why he's struggling. Is it all a mental thing, or are there things that he's not doing that he needs to be doing?
Well, I it's all speculation, obviously, but I think sometimes as athletes you put so much pressure on yourself to perform, and then when it maybe doesn't quite work out in your favor, you know, and then outside influences, i.e. the media, fans, put more pressure on you to perform, and you're a top pick and you need to perform. All that pressure on a player, is not good. And so, you know, in Nelson's case, sometimes it's, like I mentioned, sometimes maybe you have to take a step back and maybe you have to see it, differently, view it differently. And these are all conversations that he and I will have this week. And again, it's the well-being of the player and the person for me than it is him as an athlete, him as a receiver.
Have you seen him pressing? Have you seen him? Have you the stuff he talked about after the game? Have you seen that over the last?
I've seen him trying to just do things a little out of character for him, you know, and that's obviously a sign that maybe things are not going well for him. And you just, as an athlete, again, as athletes, we just can't. You got to let the game sort of come to you. And I feel like he's maybe pressing just a little bit and trying to do things. And he's doing everything right. Listen, he's working hard. He's getting work after practice and doing everything right. And we're just gonna continue to work.
When you called the timeout, why didn't you like that situation to call the timeout?
You know, at the time, I guess. In my mind at that point, it was third and six, and I guess the easiest thing might have been, to call the timeout. But, you know, a lot of times, as I mentioned after the game, you know, receivers look to the sideline to get the okay by the official. And, the official was obviously waving his hand to move him up. And, pre-snap, you know, as quarterbacks, we're wired in. Our first wide vision is to make sure everybody's legal and I just didn't at that time. Just didn't feel like where we were at the time, and didn't want to just save the timeout. So I just didn't call it.
Did you see Greg, who was adamantly?
We saw it. We saw it initially right away, and
Carson would get him up. Or did you think Carson?
A little bit on the quarterback, but of course he was focused in on the defense at the time too. But there were two other receivers there also. And again, it comes back to me. I mean, I got to make sure that these guys are prepared in all those situations, and just know, sometimes receivers are displaced a lot and they're in those bunches and clusters, and just got to keep talking to them to make sure they're on the ball.
There was a time in the league where young receivers were expected to struggle, especially rookies. He's not a rookie, but he's a second-year guy now. And then there was some period where some rookies had a lot of success. Has that changed the expectations for young receivers in this league, do you think?
To succeed quicker. You know, it's obviously a league where we ask guys to perform right away, and whether they're drafted or undrafted. You know, the pressure to play, I guess, is right now. You know, back when I played, it was more, let's develop these players, you know, and you got time. Where now it's okay, you know, what have you done for me lately mentality, and we expect a lot from these young players, and it's probably a disjustice on our part. You know, maybe we need to take a step back as coaches and say, hey, look, let's keep developing these guys, let's keep working, and let's try to figure out ways to use them, number one, and help them be successful on the football field, much like our young quarterback. You know, how can we help him? How can I help him be successful? So, yeah, it's there is a fine line. You know, we ask them to do a lot early, but we also know that in the long run, if there is success there, then that benefits not only them but the team down the road.
Speaking of that young quarterback, what have you seen from him the last month and a half or so? It seems like, at least statistically, his production has been kind of steadily going down. How much of that is him? How much of that is the people around him? And how do you get him to kind of back on track?
Well, the way to get him back on track is I've got to do a better job, you know, with the run game. We got to handle the run a little bit better and manage it like we did in the Atlanta game. And that's obviously for a young quarterback. You know, and I've said all along, you can't put, you know, 45 pass attempts on a young quarterback in this league against that defense in that stadium. It's you're doing him a disservice. But, you know, we've got to do a better job, you know, as coaches. I said after the game, you know, this one is we're all disappointed, but I look at myself hard at this one and make sure that, again, I'm doing everything I can to make sure this team is, number one, ready to go, putting our players in the right positions. And so, you know, that's all part of the evaluation process that I go through.
Do you see frustration on his part? Seems like there's times he's forcing things, especially deep, that may not be there. Is that something he's got to work
with? There's a little bit of that, you know, and those are all things that we work with. Those are game management situations. And again, you know, with myself, who played in this league, and Frank Reich played in this league a long time, we keep constantly talking about those situations with him. And, you know, I keep saying they're learning experiences, and they are. And anytime you go against a fine defense like Seattle, it's okay sometimes to check the ball down. And we just got to continue to talk and you know, work through those situations with him.
We haven't seen Paul Turner since training camp and preseason. How has he done the last few months?
He's done well. You know, he's made plays on service team, you know, going against our defense. And a lot of times when you're going against starters in practice, you know, you get a good look at your young players that way. And he's done a nice job. And even last week in practice, we were able to kind of interject him in some of our offensive practice work and see where he's at. And he's obviously a sharp kid and you know, looking forward to giving him some more time this week.
As players have struggled, you've been very supportive publicly, as opposed to putting pressure on them. Is that a philosophy of yours, and is it the same way behind the scenes?
Look, there's enough pressure to win and to perform in this game, and you know, it's my job to encourage, it's my job to teach and instruct, and get our guys to game day. You know, this game's hard. It's hard enough to win a game. I mean, Carson is, we've talked about that. You know, this is the most losses he's had in his career. And we keep talking every week how hard it is to win games in this league. And it's all based on your how well you prepare during the week. So I don't, you know, I can individually talk to guys and pull guys aside, but at the same time, you know, part of my job is to encourage them too and to support them and to get them better. It's, you know, we get paid to teach and because there's a lot of negative out there, and I want to make sure that they've got positive from me and from the staff.
Wendell has kind of progressed enough to the point where if Ryan can't go on Monday, that he can kind of be, you know,
I think so. You know what? Again, we'll evaluate Ryan later in the week. But Wendell has done a nice job, and I think if need be, I think Wendell would be okay. You know, taking the brunt of the load.
Thanks, Sean.
Should activating Paul, has there been any thought of bringing somebody in from the outside at that position?
Not at this time, yeah.